am a disco dancer. I am a disco dancer. I am a disco dancer. Zindagi mera gaana.
Legendary music composer and singer Bappi Lahiri, also known as the King of Disco, passed away today. He was 69. The singer died at a Mumbai hospital battling multiple health issues. From disco dancer Chalte Chalte to Tamma Tamma, the Kolkata-born musician has given us numerous hit songs over the years that continue to play in our minds. In fact, the disco king was the one who introduced Bollywood to cabaret music. Bappida, as he was lovingly called, has left a legacy that will be etched forever in our minds. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast on CNBCTV18.com. Our deepest condolences to Bappida's family and fans around the world. Now, here's a look at top developments from India and around the world. First up, let's take a look at how the market fared on February 16. The domestic market ended on a negative note in a volatile session. Oil and gas and pharma stocks surged, but losses in financial and IT shares limited the gains. Sensex ended 145 points lower at 57,990, whereas Nifty 50 settled at 17,320. During the session, Sensex swung nearly 800 points. However, elsewhere in Asia, stocks closed with significant gains as fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine dispersed. In the Indian markets, stocks of new-age businesses like Paytm, Zomato and Cartrade rebounded from their 52-week lows in the previous session. Paytm rose more than a percent to 861, Zomato was up 2.7% to settle at 85 rupees. This is after it slipped marginally below its issue price of 76 rupees in yesterday's session. Next up, both National Stock Exchange and Bombay Stock Exchange have given their approval to the LIC IPO, sources have told CNBC TV 18. This is days after LIC filed its draft papers with SEBI for a sale of 5% stake by the government for an estimated 63,000 crore rupees. While we're talking of IPOs, Vedant Fashions made a strong debut in the secondary market today. The stock of the firm that owns brands like Manyavar and Mohey commanded a premium of 8.1% over the issue price of 866. Moving on to the latest on Russia and Ukraine conflict. As Russia has pulled back some troops from its border along Ukraine, the Western world seems to be breathing a sigh of relief. However, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that Russia is continuing its troop build-up and the recent withdrawal might not mean de-escalation. Here's what it means. So he says Russia has often moved troops back and forth, but they continue to maintain the capability of a full-fledged invasion of Ukraine in the shortest period of time. NATO says it would welcome any real withdrawal of troops, but currently it does not see that happening. Russia continues to maintain heavy weaponry at Ukraine's borders and it continues to move troops, but that does not really indicate any de-escalation according to NATO. Joe Biden spoke about 150 troops at the Ukrainian border, whereas NATO Secretary General said Russia is right now maintaining well above 100,000 troops along the border and the numbers continue to rise. NATO defense ministers will meet in Brussels today to discuss what they call the most serious security crisis that they've faced in Europe for decades. Moving on, all parties are in full swing mode holding campaign rallies across Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Goa, Manipur and Uttarakhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was in Punjab's Pathankot today where he promised to make farming, trade and industry profitable within 5 years if the BJP-led alliance is voted to power. He also slammed opposition parties and called AAP and Congress partners in crime who are pretending to fight against each other. He alleged both of them opposed the Ram Temple in Ayodhya, they speak the language of Pakistan when Indian soldiers show their valor. He also said that Congress committed a sin by failing to keep Kartarpur Sahib within India's territory at the time of partition. Meanwhile, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra served langar at Ravidas Temple in Uttar Pradesh, Varanasi today. Another Congress leader, Manish Tiwari, today spoke about former Law Minister Ashwini Kumar, who exited the party yesterday. He said, Kumar's exit is unfortunate, But the ambition of Raja Sabha seat makes people do many things. Next up is an update on pandemic-related restrictions. In a good news of frequent flyers, the government is considering resuming regular international flights by March or April this year. The current ban on international commercial flights is valid till February 28th. Last month, the country had extended the ban on these flights due to increase in COVID cases during the third wave. The ban was first imposed in March 2020. If you thought that was it, there's some more good news. A survey has found salary hikes in India are expected to touch a five-year high in 2022. Aon India's survey says that increments are likely to reach 9.9% this year. This is the highest increase in salaries among the BRIC nations, with Russia at 6.1%, China at 6%, and US at 3.6%. Meanwhile, another survey has found that salaries for new hires continue to remain highly competitive, with the premium for last one-year joiners across levels more prominent at mid to senior managerial roles. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any questions or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.
Chalte, chalte, mere ye geet yaad rakhna, kabhi alvida na kehna, kabhi alvida na kehna. Chalte, chalte, mere ye geet yaad rakhna, kabhi alvida na kehna, kabhi alvida na.